This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Officials say a very deep fire hampered rescue efforts Saturday at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, where authorities are racing to recover any survivors beneath a mountain of rubble. At a news conference, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG the top priority is still search and rescue.
We continue to have hope. We're continuing to search. We're looking for people alive in the rubble. That is our priority, and our teams have not stopped.
Meanwhile, a report released Saturday said the ground floor pool deck of the oceanfront condominium had major structural damage and needed to be extensively repaired. The 2018 engineering report released by the city of Surfside said there was abundant cracking and spalling of concrete columns, beams, and walls in the parking garage. 159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which killed at least four. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
Those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4